Hello, welcome to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. And on today's episode, the Sharks sign Svechnikov, not that one. And then we're going to do a roster breakdown, see which players are locks to make the Sharks opening night roster, which players are fighting for a job. And then going to give my first projected lines before training camp starts here. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked on Sharks.
Your Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, JD Young, contributor at Fear the Fin and San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you, of course, for making us your first listen. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And of course, we cover your team every day here at Locked on Sharks. So let's start, of course, with the news of the Sharks made another signing on Friday prior to the weekend. Actually, it was over the weekend, on Saturday, with the signing of Evgeny Svechnikov, brother, the more famous Andrei Svechnikov. So we're going to kind of look at where he fits into the Sharks kind of system. We're going to look at kind of where the Sharks roster sits right now, which players I think are locks to make the opening night roster, which players I think are fighting for their jobs, and then kind of look at the CUDA guys and kind of where everyone kind of stacks up right now as we're getting closer to the season. I can't believe we're like 3 weeks away from actual real hockey or preseason hockey. So we're going to start gearing up here. We're going to 5 days a week starting on the 19th. We got training camp around the corner. We got rookie tournaments coming up. It's here, guys. We have made it through the off season and we are at hockey. So let's start with Evgeny Svechnikov. So if you're watching on YouTube right now, which I highly recommend watching the YouTube, we're going to be talking about Svechnikov here. He formerly of the, so he was actually a first round pick of the Red Wings back in 2015. The Sharks signed him to a 1 year, two way, $750,000 deal. That doesn't mean he's waivers eligible. So there's a lot of confusion there sometimes where the two way deals. So he would, if the Sharks want to send him down, he still has to pass through waivers, but he has kind of an elevated salary if he does play in the CUDA. So he is also RFA eligible after this season. So if he will probably be on the cheap if the Sharks decide to keep him again next year. But let's kind of look at Svechnikov and where, you know, kind of his road to San Jose right now. So he's 6'3", 207-pound winger. He turns 26 on Halloween this year. So 4 years with the Red Wings, 41 games with them total. He had 5 goals and 7 assists. And then last year, he played the entire season with the Winnipeg Jets. He played 72 out of the 82 games, 7 goals and 12 assists during that time. Usage time, mostly just a 5-on-5 guy. So he's like a third liner, 5-on-5 guy. He had 1 minute of penalty kill and a minute and a half on the power play last year. So, and he averaged a little under 11 minutes of time on ice at 10:45 last year. So, you know, that's kind of what he is. Looking at some of his fancy stats from Evolving Hockey. So again, his usage, he's right at that third line forward with his average time on ice. Pretty solid defensively. He's, you know, 83rd percentile defensive and then 30th percentile offensive ranking. So not driving play a lot. He kind of takes slight more penalties than takes a little bit more penalties than he draws type of situation, but can chip in some goals here and there. But he's going to be in the kind of Matt Nieto type of, I'm going to play solid defensively for the Sharks. So another kind of flyer that they've done a lot of this offseason of just getting, again, NHL caliber players. Svechnikov is an NHL caliber player. But like, again, he scored 7 goals last year. You know, he's, for his career, he's got what, 14 goals or something like that for his, 12 NHL goals in his entire career and 31 points. I don't think it's getting into double digits this year. I think you would consider that a win for the Sharks if he got, you know, but I think he's going to be more of a Kudo player. So just another one of these flyer guys, you bank on the first round pedigree type of thing, but a lot of the same type of guys that the Sharks have added this year were probably kind of in that tweener AHL, NHL. If he plays on the NHL, you know exactly what you're getting. He's going to be responsible defensively, but he's probably not providing a ton of upside in the offensive zone. So, yeah, it's fine. It doesn't cost them much. And if it doesn't work out this year, they can easily move on from him going into next season. So, whatever. And if you lose him to waivers, it's, oh well, it's type of situation. So, just another guy for to kind of add to the Sharks step. So, with that, let's kind of look at where the Sharks roster kind of stacks up right now. So, going through kind of everybody in the system right now, looking at where they stack up, kind of looking at, you know, opening a roster, players I think that are absolute locks, or I would be extremely shocked if they didn't make the opening night roster. And then we're going to look at players who are fighting for a job. These are kind of players that are, you know, could be on the Sharks opening night roster. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. Or they could be on the CUDA. We have guys who are potential, maybe could make the Sharks opening night roster. And I would be extremely, extremely shocked. But most likely these guys are going to be CUDA guys to start the season. And then we're going to look at where other guys fit in who are just on AHL deals. And kind of, and then at the very end, I will give my first lines going into, you know, into the season and how, or at least going before training camp starts here, on how I think guys are going to, the opening lines for the first night. So, but before that, we do need to take a quick break. Talk to you guys about our friends over at Built Bar. You guys know Built Bar, best tasting protein on the market. But have you guys tried the Built Bar Puffs yet? If not, you're depriving yourself of one of the greatest joys in life. And they have new flavors all the time, including cookie dough. I mean, it's cookie dough, it's covered in chocolate. What more could you ask for? All the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it. Plus, it's actually healthy for you. They're only 160 calories and have a whopping 15 grams of protein in them. So run to built.com, snag yourself a box for you or the family, or mainly for you. It's a perfect treat. You can really find a good hiding space or hoard them all by yourself. So it's just like Built Bars. The cookie dough bars is covered in 100% real chocolate. That means they're healthy and tasty. The chocolate-covered cookie dough with a light, fluffy texture. That's all you need in life right there. Who doesn't like light, fluffy textures? So, and if that doesn't sound great, anyway, go check out Built.com. They have new flavors all the time. If you can't figure out which flavor is your favorite, go get one of the variety boxes. They put a bunch of them in there so you can get a nice smorgasbord of flavors. Try to figure out which one is going to be your favorite. So head to built.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON15 and get 15% off your order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off at built.com. All right. Which players do I think right now are stone cold locks to make the roster? So there's actually more than I kind of thought going into it. So right now for the forwards, Tomas Hertl, Logan Couture, Timo Meier, Luke Kunin, Oscar Lindblom, Alexander Barabanov, Nick Bonino, Nico Sturm, and Kevin LeBanc. So 9 of the 12 forwards there. Those guys, I think what they bring combined their contract status, combined just how good they are. Those are your kind of 9 out of your 12 locks for forwards, right? If any of those guys are not on the opening night roster, it's probably because of injury or something else that we can't foresee type of situation. Like if Timo Meier comes in and says, I want to get traded right now, before the season starts, something like that. But these guys, so 9 out of your 12 forwards spots are locked up right there. And then on the defensive side, Erik Karlsson, Mario Ferraro, Marc-Edouard Vlasic, and Matt Benning. Now, I think those four guys, if you look, you know, looking at their contract, you know, Erik Karlsson's not going anywhere. Mario Ferraro, they just gave a new contract to. Vlasic, yes. And then Matt Benning, they just gave a four-year contract to. So it would be really weird if he didn't make the Sharks after giving him a four-year contract. So those guys, locks to make the roster. The Kapokakinen and James Reimer, unless something happens to one of those, I think Kakkonen's going to be your starter. James Reimer is going to be your backup. And I think that was going to kind of sort itself out pretty quickly. There it is. So that leaves us three forward spots and then plus an extra. So we'll say four forward spots, two defensemen plus an extra. So we'll say three defensive spots and zero goaltending spots that are kind of open for a job right now. So here comes the tricky part of guys who are potentially fighting for a job right now on the Sharks when it comes to the training camp. So we have, well, among the forwards, William Eklund, Thomas Portolo, Steven Lorenz, Noah Gregor, Matt Nieto, Jeffrey Veal, Jonah Gadovich, Evgeny Svechkov, Jasper Weatherby, Scott Reedy. So all those guys are fighting for those last kind of four spots there. So what makes it even more difficult is among those guys, only Bortolo, Eklund, Reedy, Weatherby are guys who can go move through waivers, kind of get pushed up and down without having to go through waivers. So their waivers exempt. So that means Lorenz, Matt Nieto, Viel, Gadovich, and Svechkov, if those guys are to not win the job and then go have to go to the Barracuda, they have to go through waivers where a team could potentially snatch them. So all these guys, other than Lorenz, make less than $1 million. And I mean, none of these guys, I think, like if you lost Noah Gregor, I think he'd be the one I'd kind of feel like the worst about leaving, losing if those, but all the other guys, there's a potential chance that they could get snatched. You know, I mean, that's how the Sharks got Noah Gadovich. They claimed him off of waivers from Vancouver last offseason or last beginning of before the season started. But all these other guys, like for the forwards, I'm not losing sleep because they're all kind of very interchangeable, right? And you're probably thinking, wow, like even Matt Nieto, who kind of a defensive stalwart, I think he has one of the ins, as you'll see when we get to the get to the actual lines, where he has an actual in to make the team just because of, you know, how long he's been with the team and his role. You know, he's one of the main penalty killers. But the Sharks just, they added a lot of guys who are very Matt Nieto-like to the team this year. So that's why I don't think his seat is kind of, you know, it's not that secure. And maybe they get to training camp and someone loses a potential penalty killer and you could trade Matt Nieto or type of thing. So, and Matt Nieto is, I don't think he sees the end of the season with the Sharks, as I talked about before. He could be easily shipped at the trade deadline for, you know, like we saw last year with Cogliano, where the Sharks got a fifth round pick in like a couple years from now, just to try to get Matt Nieto to go help out a team, try to win a Stanley Cup with his defensive skills. So, yeah, Matt Nieto, he's, you know, type of thing. But all these other guys, like I said, they're kind of, they're going to be fighting for a job. You know, I think Eklund has probably the best chance out of all those guys to make the team because he made the team last year. You know, I think Bortolo, he's got a good chance, but I think the numbers just don't stack up. They don't kind of line up, especially when you look at the center position, which we'll get to in a little bit. But, you know, I think Gregor's got a pretty good shot to make the team as well, especially with what he did last year. And if he can improve his shooting percentage, which I think he will, he's not going to shoot 5 or 6% again this year, then type of thing. But I think guys like Veal and Gadovich, yes, they bring some grit, but I think they're best to kind of start in the Barracuda and then work their way up. Reedy's going to be really interesting because he had a pretty solid season for the Sharks after coming up to the Barracuda. But again, I think it's just a numbers game. And then with him being waivers exempt, where it just makes sense to kind of start him in the Barracuda. And then if you need to pull up a guy or somebody gets hurt or he's lighting up the Cuda, then you pull him up type of situation. And so if you need to bounce him around for a little bit type of thing. So he might be the new Dylan Gambrell who gets moved up and down constantly. So looking at the defense for the guys who are kind of fighting for jobs here, Ryan Merkley, Jacob Megna, Nudavara and Radim Šimek. So, you know, I think Nudavara, he's going to have, since he can play both sides pretty proficiently, I think he's got a pretty solid shot. Megna, I know the front office staff really likes him. You know, they brought him back this year. They brought him back very early in the offseason too. You know, I think with Ryan Merkley, it's just, if he can come out and ball out at training camp, I think they really want him to win that second pair defenseman, just because, again, there after Carlson, there isn't too much to get you excited for on that right side. So, but yeah, and then Šimek will be interesting just because of his contract. You know, there was the kind of the speculation in the offseason that he felt lied to by the front office and by the coaching staff last year, by the organization. So we'll see if maybe the new front office and the new coaching staff can kind of mend some fences there, or if not, we'll kind of see what goes on with Šimek this season and when he comes to training camp. So before we continue, though, do want to let you guys know about the Locked On NHL show. So when you guys are done listening to this one, and again, thank you guys for making us your first listen every day. We'll be back tomorrow with a nice Timo Meier-centric episode to kind of figure out what the Sharks should do or what might happen, kind of look at all the branches of a Timo Meier's potential season. So, but when you guys are done listening to this one, go check out Locked On NHL. Locked On Experts give you a daily 30-minute podcast on all things NHL all year long. So stay up to date on everything in the hockey world. Locked On NHL, your daily 30-minute NHL podcast, wherever you get podcasts. And, of course, subscribe on YouTube there as well. So, all right. The most likely on the Cuda, guys. So for the forwards, Brandon Coe, who – very, very dark horse potential to make the Shark come out of training camp. I just think there's a lot of names he has to jump, you know, like all those guys fighting for a job. He's got to jump a bunch of those guys plus NHL caliber guys. So while I think Coe will play some NHL games this year, I don't know if that's a lot of names you got to move through in a short period of time. So Coe, Raska, Mitchell Russell, Ozzie Weisblatt, Tristan Robbins, Daniel Gushin, Igor Bimov, yes, that guy, Dylan Hamlick, and then some of the new guys, Argazino and CJ Seuss, and then Max Verano. Would I be surprised? I'd be pretty surprised if any of these guys made the Sharks out of training camp. But again, Coe would be the one guy I'd be like, okay, I can see it type of thing. A lot of these other guys, I think they've been signed for that Cuda depth, or their prospects working their way up, you know, Weisblatt, Robbins, they're going to be going through their first full season. Russell's going to be going from juniors. And this is going to be his first season of professional hockey. Same thing with Gushin, like all these guys who are making that real transition from juniors to professional hockey. And then, you know, some of these other guys, you know, like your Seuss and Agazinos and even the Veranos, these are kind of flyer guys where if they pop, then maybe you can kind of see how that works with them. But I think they're brought in to kind of just make the Cuda more competitive. That way you don't just have a bunch of the kids running around type of situation. And, you know, again, like I've talked about it before, you know, these are kind of those little milestone guys where it's like, okay, Ozzie's playing above, you know, CJ Seuss or Argazino or some, you know, like that, where they're kind of working their way up to being NHL guys. They have to kind of pass these guys in kind of situational play and time on ice. And, you know, they got to work for this type of now. So On the defensive side of guys who are, I think are going to be most likely in the Kuda, Hadika and Knizev, again, they played their first full seasons last year. Defensemen, you got to give them a little bit longer time to kind of marinate down there. Nick Cicek, who just got his first NHL contract from the Sharks. Again, dark horse, potential dark horse. I wouldn't be completely shocked if Cicek won a job, but I think, again, he starts in the CUDA, and I wouldn't be surprised if he does play NHL games this year. And then the goaltenders, Straussman, Aaron Dell, Itu Makaniemi, and then Zachary Emond. Emond is probably going to go play in the ECHL with the Wichita Thunder. But then the rest of those three guys are going to be on the CUDA. I think it's going to be heavy Emond, Makaniemi. Well, depending on how Makaniemi's injury is. And then Dell is going to be kind of the floater if he needs to go up and play with the Sharks. And then come down. You do have to worry about him passing through waivers, and you never know with goalies where sometimes goalies are somebody gets an injury type of situation. So that's kind of where those guys sit. So I think Mon is going to win the CUDA starting job, just because I think he has a really quick path to becoming an NHL type of goalie here soon. So. And then these other guys who are on the AHL-only deals, you have forwards Luke Johnson and Patrick McGrath. So they're probably going to be fighting for CUDA jobs. If not, they might be going to Wichita as well. And then you have defensemen Polite and Onyebuchi. Both were either signed or re-signed this offseason on AHL deals. So those guys are going to be with the CUDA down there. So yeah, let's get to the potential lines. So my first potential lines of the year. So first line, no surprises, Timo Meier, Tomas Hertl, Alexander Barabanov. That line worked really well last year. It's one of the few things that worked for the Sharks last year. So if it isn't broke, don't fix it type of thing. So yeah. For the second line, I have William Ekwund making the team out of camp, which, again, I would be kind of surprised if he didn't make the team, but you never know. I have Ekwund, Couture, and then Nick Bonino playing the wing. We saw Bonino last 10 games where Bonino played the wing with Couture. He really kind of added a lot more offensively. And then... you know, so I think maybe you ride that for a little bit and see how it works. And if it doesn't, then you can kind of you know, maybe Bonino is going to be your kind of wing du jour where guys are probably that spot might be a little flux type of situation. So third line, Oscar Lindblom, Luke Kunin, Kevin LeBanc. I think Kunin, I know he can kind of play a little bit of both of a center or wing. I think they might give him the first shot there to try to play center. I like Lindblom and LeBanc's scoring, you know, a lot more kind of scoring punch on that line than what we've seen in previous years. And then the fourth line of Matt Nieto, Nico Sturm, and Noah Gregor. It's fine. Noah Gregor does stuff on that line. And yeah. And then Steven Lorenz would be the extra guy. For the defensive pairings, we have Mario Ferraro and Erik Karlsson, Nudavara and Ryan Merkley, Vlasic and Benning, and then Šimek would be the extra with Megna heading back down to the Barracuda. So I would see if you can sneak him through back down there. He was, you know, he was the kind of the captain, and like he did a lot of stuff for them. So, and then if you need to call him up, you can call him up type of situation. So, and then Kaapo Kähkönen starter, and then James Reimer would be the backup for the goalies. So we'll see. I'll probably, once we get into training camp and kind of look at kind of how the battles are going and stuff like that, we'll kind of course revisit this to training camp, see how the lines are actually stacking up when they have training camp, and kind of, cause they usually separate the teams and we'll, you know, as they try to weed it down. So I can't believe training camp's going to be here really soon, rookie tournament, all that fun stuff. So, that's going to be it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow where I'm going to be talking about Timo Meier season and what kind of the different outcomes for Timo Meier this season. So Make sure you guys are following along on all your social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, over at Locked On Sharks. That way you guys know whenever the newest episodes come out. You can also, whenever we have signings, all that fun stuff, we've got you guys covered there. Of course, you can listen wherever you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, you name it. Wherever you get a podcast, you can find us there. YouTube, please subscribe. Especially this year, we're going to try to do more. I'm going to try to do more stuff after the games and kind of do more, you know, interactive stuff on YouTube. So make sure you guys are subscribing there. And then, yeah, go check out the Locked On NHL show. I'll be back tomorrow with Timo Meier stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at MyFryHole. And that'll do it. Bye, friends.